Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Where focus goes, energy flows. Whatever you're focusing on is where your energy is being spent. Energy is currency.
Let's start a podcast about our mental health. For no good reason why, let's call it Bite
Bites.
Ooh, yum, 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 yum.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Mind Bite with me, Lee Crompton, where we will be revisiting some of our older episodes and distilling them down into wee slices of goodness. So think of it as all the best bits, wee reminders of the good stuff, and some things you've not heard before. It's like licking the bowl, the cake bowl. Come up with a better euphemism for that. Anyway, this week it's the turn of the brilliant Amy Alexander talking about visualization and why our brains can't sometimes tell the difference between dreams and reality, and why I'm now seeing Fiat 500s everywhere. So here is Amy.
Now that you're believing in what?
Well, yeah.
I was so tempted, by the way, to voice note you back, and I thought I'd save it for when I talk to you. I'm like, when you said beginning to believe in vibes, and I was going to be really cheeky and be like, you know, the energy is a real thing, right?
I know, but it's my cousin has sent me. She keeps sending me all this. She sends me all this TikTok stuff of like people who are like explaining what is time and time doesn't exist and physics and the fact that, I mean, this one that she sent me this morning was the fact that this isn't reality. We're in like augmented reality. And that just kind of
puzzles your brain.
Yeah. I'm on board with the whole energy thing because it's a bit of a stretch, but like we were talking about the jam jar that's got a finite amount of energy in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I get that. Because I don't want to use my limited energy negatively.
Yeah.
But then to go to, and I'm not saying this is what she's saying, but you go to things like, what's the book that was on The Secret, where you just think of a thing and it happens. Well, that's bollocks, isn't it? Or is it?
I went through a whole thing with this and I'm still am. Like, I think it's all really fascinating. I have been up and down with that. I think it's more nuanced than it's been made out. So the more that I read into it and look into it and hear discussions about it, the more I understand that it's a lot deeper than just you think of something and it appears. And I don't think that's the way it was intended either. From what I gather, so the brain doesn't notice the difference between dreams and reality. That's the way it is. So that's why your dreams, well, sometimes if you lose somebody in a dream, you will go through that grief in your dream and you're like, oh, yeah. And you wake up and feel, oh, yeah. So because the brain doesn't know the difference between dreams and reality, if you create the dream, of something you want, your brain believes it's already happened. So your brain's seen it. So if I, what did I use this for? I'm going to reveal something. When I was about 10,
yeah,
I found my mum and dad's camcorder and I placed it on the TV set. I was in the house by myself for a short amount of time, safely with the doors locked, and it wasn't for very long, so it was all good. But I thought I could have some fun with this, and I decided to act out a few adverts.
Okay.
So I did. I acted out several adverts. And I, like, that's the thing, I impersonate people, always have done. So I knew exactly how the ad would go, and I did one for come on down to DFS, and I did it in an English accent. And then, you know, there was one for Specsavers. Have you got problems seeing with your eyes? Are you constantly squinting? Come down to Specsavers. All this kind of stuff, you know.
And you were 10.
So I did all these ads. And then I just had fun. I completely forgot about it. And many years later, we're going through old childhood videos and we're like, no, look at me, 3 years old. And then it comes on, come on down to DFS. I'm like, oh my God. Cut to now, I have done a furniture advert.
Okay.
I have done a glasses contact lens advert. I have done 3 other adverts that I recorded. The only one I haven't done was Doodle Bear.
Okay.
Come out the washing machine and it comes out nice and clean or something like that. So just telling the universe, you're one down. But what's interesting, I say that as an example, because when our brain doesn't know the difference between dreams and reality, it becomes less scared of the thing. So our whole body, even when we enter, like for example, for me, when I enter an audition room, my brain is already kind of in a place of, yeah, we've done this before. This goes really well for us. So it reduces the fear. So you're more in a playful state. You're more in a curious state because you're more in a relaxed state. So that's, for me, that's how things tend to kind of happen. The other thing is, if you say, tell me everything in the room that is red, and you point out all the red, and I get you to shut your eyes and say, okay, tell me everything in the room that's blue. And you can, because you're focusing on the red.
Focus on the red.
Right. So the point of that is that when you focus on something, when you visualize something happening, let's say I have visualized doing a yoga class and cacao ceremony and a cold plunge in a specific place in Wanaka in New Zealand. And it's gone really well. We've had a great time. And, you know, we all become best of friends because actually we get along really, really well. If I visualize that, then because I've planted that in my brain will notice more things that will get me there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just notice the signs that, oh, that's a cold, there's a sign for cold water swimming. You wanted to do that. There we go. So I'll just notice the signs better. And it's funny, like, you know, when it came to yoga, I started noticing everything to do with yoga. And when I got into cacao, that was a major thing. I didn't hear anything about it. Like you, like, you know, so few people have heard about ceremonial cacao. And as soon as I got into it, I started, wherever I go around the worldly, I find ceremonial cacao, or I find artisan hot chocolates that nobody else has heard of. Even people from the country, like when I was in Thailand, were like, we do ceremonial cacao here? I'm like, yes. My mind's open to it. So you find it. So with visualization, if you picture it being done, you tend to just be more receptive and more open to these things.
There's about 10 episodes. So my brain is getting fried because I'm thinking about things. I keep thinking of things as you're talking. So
Go for it.
I kind of get, right. So you were explaining it on a level that I'm kind of getting, right?
Okay.
And basic, sorry, I'm putting it in my own basic layman's terms, right? So first of all, we did an episode with Kara Spirit Guide. Again, all a bit woo-woo for me, but we did it. And she said things that had happened and were going to happen. I was going to get very successful in the screenwriting very, very quickly. And the point that I was making with, and she said, again, very specifically, I was going to work with Lewis Capaldi and Adele.
That's so cool.
Well, okay, and I've taken that with a pinch of salt, okay? However, I have contacted, so, but in the last 12 months of the podcast, if she'd have said, because it was last December for my 50th birthday, if she'd have said, you're going to do, you know, this podcast, we just started the podcast then, you're going to have Alistair Campbell and Arthur Smith and the voice of cricket, Jonathan Agnew, and Amy Alexander on your podcast in the first 12 months, I'd have gone, get out of town. That's nonsense, right? So, but she didn't mention them. She mentioned Lewis Capaldi. I have since tried to contact Lewis Capaldi through his management, through Instagram, TikTok, whatever it is, and nothing's happened.
Yet.
Now, Paul made the point that if Lewis Capaldi did respond to one of those messages and we ended up getting him on the podcast, is that because Cara Spirit Guide suggested that that's what was going to happen? Or is it because she's planted that seed in my brain and then he's responded to those messages? Who can say? In my basic, sorry, moving on to my other, as my brain goes off all these tangents while you're talking. The other thing you were saying about closing your eyes and what you concentrate on is what you see and what your brain... Sorry, I'm probably... what your brain...
Go on.
Well, no, my daughter started playing this game, the Fiat 500 game, right? And so when you're driving, you get a point if you spot a Fiat 500.
So now, are you spotting Fiat 500s everywhere?
Everywhere. So not when I'm just in the car playing the game with her.
Yeah.
Also, if I'm walking, so I work in the West End of Glasgow. If I'm walking from, you know, wherever, Partick train station or wherever, they're everywhere. There was one time we drove 20 minutes, right? Between us, we had 25 points. We'd spotted 25 Fiat 500s. But before the game, right, I wasn't even aware that there was, I would say there's a pretty rare car, a Fiat 500. They're fucking everywhere.
Where focus goes, energy flows.
There you go. So that is, I think, a perfect layman's description of where focus goes, energy goes. Play the Fiat 500 game or whatever is your thing.
Whatever it is that you focus on, you will get more of.
More Fiat 500. So what you're saying is, if I want to win my BAFTA, maybe concentrate more on that rather than Fiat 500s.
Correct.
So that was Amy. If it's whetted your appetite and you want to hear the full episode, I've put the links in the show notes. Please follow, like, subscribe, all that good stuff, all the usual jazz. It really does help. And if you're off to manifest Fiat 500s, please do it responsibly. In the meantime, remember to look after yourself, be kind to others, and in the words of Dr. Jan, don't be a dick. Thanks for listening.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.